The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with Pat Devaney, my partner, my associate, and fellow realtor.
And husband, too. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our guest, Bob Warner, heating and cooling professional. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that sounds good, Jackie. How are you?
Okay. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate over 40 years. You can feel free to.
You can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225.
Or visit us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Or you can search the MLS or view our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, Bob Warner, may we have a little bit of background on you, please? How many years in the business?
Well, I took over from my father. He started in 1962. I'm with him since about 1985. And we do heating and air conditioning. And we did your heating and air conditioning for you, right, Jack?
On my home and my office. You're well qualified. Tell me about your qualifications. You're licensed, you're insured.
Licensed and insured in the city of Scranton and Dunmore.
How about, now, what's this I hear about the Attorney General? Contractors have to register with the Attorney General?
Yeah, that's to help protect the people when they're hiring contractors so that they know they're getting someone legitimate. They should ask him if he's registered with the Attorney General's office and if he's licensed and insured. So you're getting some quality workmanship done when you're hiring someone.
Okay, well, I haven't had that, but I understand that that's a problem that exists out there these days. There's a lot of people that really aren't qualified to be doing work that are doing work.
Yeah, with the economy the way it is, everybody seems to be a handyman now. They're out doing things that are better off done by a professional that had a little bit of training doing it. And most of all, that they're insured while they're working at your house. If they get hurt themselves or they do bad work and it causes your house to burn down, who do you have to fall back on when you're hiring the handyman with no insurance? And who's going to pay the bill? You have nobody to fall back on.
Right. You're constantly training, going to programs that allow you to learn new things, new products out there.
Yeah, as new products come out, they always have a seminar on how to work on them, service them, maintain them from the manufacturer where you're buying them. So you keep up with the new modern technology of the equipment that's out there and how to work on it and maintain it.
Okay. Well, on today's show, I thought we'd focus on cooling a home and what's available to consumers out there. We've had you on previous shows. We've talked about heating. In the winter months, we had you, and we did two shows on heating, furnaces, boilers, so on and so forth, and you gave us wonderful information. So now that it's springtime and we're going to be headed towards the summer, hopefully soon, we can talk about cooling. So here's something I was thinking about. You're a professional. You do quality work. And I know that firsthand because you've done work, as you previously mentioned, at my home and my office. And I just feel that a quality contractor is more interested in serving me than selling me. And that's pretty much, that sums you up because you've serviced us very well over the years.
Exactly. When we put a job in for you, we want to come back every year and maintain it and clean it and service it so that it keeps working efficiently and effectively for you.
So when people are looking for things, whether it's if they're in new construction, they're looking to put in central air or some type of cooling system, what do you do? How do you first approach the work that you're about to do?
Well, if you get a job where people are asking you for a quote on air conditioning in a new house, you always ask them, well, do you want heating in with it? Hot air heat with central air? And if they want to go that route, then you size it accordingly, you know, a hot air furnace with central air on it and run the ductwork for that kind of a job. If they want baseboard, hot water heater, something different, then you just change that and stick with just a air conditioning duct work.
What do you have? What advice do you have to tell people in terms of? Yeah, I mean, ideally, that's the best situation for you because you're not going into a home retrofitting or going in and trying to create something that wasn't built properly or changing it out. So you wouldn't have such a hard time. Going in on something open and new obviously would be a lot easier for you.
Yeah, a new construction job is obviously the easiest to put ductwork in. And unless you have a ranch house, you could put ductwork in pretty easy in an attic. Have it coming down through your ceilings or in your basement and have it blown up through the floors if you don't have a finished off basement. So that's not a problem even in an older existing home. Even if it's a two-story house, you could do things like two units, one in the attic, one in the basement, and still have it going the same way.
Is that more economical in the long run to do it that way? Or I mean, it would cost more to put two systems in on the installation. And how about the energy bills? How would that...
Well, it costs maybe a little more to put it in, but it's a nice job when you have it done.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as energy bills, it's not going to be any more because of having two of them, because they're sized accordingly, and you're only going to use as much as you need. You're not wasting any. So
you can zone your central air just like you can zone your heat, correct?
Yeah, if you're putting in the ductwork, you could have as many zones as you want. Two rooms on the same zone, three rooms, different parts of the house. It's where you already have existing ductwork where you can't do that.
Okay.
That has to be something done right from the start.
Yeah, okay. We had this discussion that we didn't think that you could zone off the ductwork, but you're telling us that we can.
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there now.
Okay. You were telling us a good story. We were talking about advice you would have for people when you're putting in the system and not necessarily that the cheapest is the best. Go ahead. Tell us that story. That's a great story about that.
Well, I offered a person a ductless split system because you couldn't get any ductwork in their house. And they liked the idea of it and everything. I gave them the price and it was an 18 SEER unit that qualified for government rebate money. And they opted to go with another guy's price for $200 cheaper that was 14 SEER and didn't qualify for any government rebate money.
So in the
long run, they spent an extra $1,400.
Yeah, to save $200.
To save $200, yeah.
Yeah, that was really smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I showed them in black and white.
And he's going to pay more for electric and he's not getting the tax credit. We're going to talk about SEER ratings too and all of that, but I thought that was a great story. People are being... penny wise and dollar foolish.
Well, there are different quality grades and brands, different efficiency levels. You know, there's a lot of things to think of with a hot air system, filtration, humidity, that sort of thing. You want to add maybe something on your unit, a humidifier on a hot air system to throw moisture into the air if it's a drier heat.
Yeah, on a hot air heating system, you could humidify the air. You could take dust particles out with really good filterization on it. You could do a lot with hot air. It's friendly to the user.
Okay. And obviously that would be the most economical install, a hot air system.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the most efficient to run.
Okay.
It's
you good. Like hot air.
Yeah, I like hot air.
When you're working with people, I know this for a fact because we've worked closely with you in the past. A lot of times you avoid any kind of contention and you allow the consumer to make the choice and you give them a variety of choices, which is what I like because I'm not always sure which way I want to go and I like to make my own decisions and that's important to me. But you know, I know that you've also helped me with where we can improve ventilation and what kind of repairs and upgrades, and you don't presume anything. So you don't go in and you don't tell people, okay, well, here's what, you know, you give them advice, you
exactly,
show them
yep.
the way, and you guide them to their own decision, right?
This way here, if they're not satisfied, it's on them. They're the ones that made the decision. I'll give them all their options, let them choose the way they want to go.
Well, and I think that that's very good and a professional responsibility you have to be able to advise your clients of different options that are available. And that's important to us, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, when he came in to us, he gave us a wide choice of boilers that we could have. You know, you could have this type of boiler, that type of boiler. One of the things we wanted to make sure is that the boiler was made in the U.S. I mean, that was important to us, and Bob gave us all of those choices, which is important to me.
Good. Okay, so what happens when you get that call in the middle of the night when it's
the emergency call that I called him in December, Bob? I got no heat.
Okay, but that was earlier in the evening, like the 3 a.m. call, and obviously people they're pressed. They have to make the decision whether they're out of heat or cooling, and it's the hottest night of the year, and so on and so forth. And so they don't really have a lot of time to make their decision because they want to get up and going and comfortable again. They want to make their family comfortable again. So, like, you know, do you have any advice to people in those situations?
Yeah, wait till about 7:30 in the morning to call. You won't die without air conditioning. Otherwise, you're not going to die. So,
okay.
In the winter, it's a different story. If it's zero out and you have no heat, I don't want your pipes to freeze.
Right,
so
right.
Feel free to call.
Okay, so buy a fan.
Yeah. Open the window, put a fan on. You won't die.
All right.
It's only hot air.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're going to be headed towards a break soon, but before we do so, I like to review the House Wanted section. We have qualified buyers out there looking and looking and looking, and they cannot find. So if you have a house that meets this description, please call us. We have a pre-approved FHA buyer. That's the Federal Housing Administration program. They're looking for 2 bedrooms, single home, in the Troop, Taylor, Music, or Old Forge area for $65,000. We also have a buyer pre-approved, also under the FHA program. 3 to 4 bedrooms, single home, in the Pittston Old Forge area for $200,000 or less. So if you have a house that fits that description and you're thinking about selling, give us a call because we have a buyer waiting in the wings. It is time for a short break. We will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Selling or buying a house, no question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Morning, Jackie.
And Bob Warner, our heating and cooling professional.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello. Thanks again for joining us. Before the break, we were talking about, and I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's really important to invest the time to identify top-notch contractors such as yourself when deciding on installation of a cooling system. A good indoor comfort system installed the way it should be and what is recommended is really an investment that will pay for itself through lower utility bills, hopefully, and repair bills. A new system would be a lot more reliable and less likely to break down at inconvenient times if installed properly. And that's a big if, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you want to get it installed properly and get a good unit that's going to save you money on your electric bill. You want the right size ductwork. You want good quality ductwork. You want it ran the right way. Otherwise, it's all going to cost you, the homeowner, money in the long run.
Yeah, we'd be calling Bob to come back and do the repairs for the work that was done improperly the first time.
And, of course, sometimes I'm sure you're called after the fact, after an installation, and you're asked why isn't it running properly or efficiently, and you have to determine why. Where you didn't do the installation, you have to pretty much...
The people don't like you to tell them, well, the guy who put it in did everything pretty much wrong. And the people don't are like, oh, well, I thought he was a good guy.
Well, I'm sure they spent a lot of money getting it installed and having it installed, but if it's done the wrong way and it's not operating and then you're coming in on this, you have to tell them what you see.
Yeah, because you can't fix it just a quick fix when it's all wrong. You kind of got to start from scratch sometimes.
Okay. Now, we were starting to talk about SEER ratings. And
yeah, energy efficiency ratings. What's a SEER rating?
A SEER rating is something they come out with to tell you how efficient a unit is and how much power it uses. So the higher the SEER number, the more efficient the unit is. Normally, like, units were 10-12% SEER rated. Now they're up, like, you get them as far as 18% on a heat pump on a mini split.
So the higher the efficiency
the
rating,
higher, yeah, the higher the SEER number, the less electricity you're going to use, and the more money you'll save on the Powerball.
And you used to be able to get tax credits for high SEERs, but no more, right?
Yeah, the government's still offering a rebate on certain models. Most of them are like heat pumps for mini splits. There is some other units like for ductless and that qualify, but that's something you got to find out when you're buying it. What models hit that category of the SEER rating? The government rebates.
Right, and when you installed our ductless, you told us at the time that it was the highest SEER rating, and it was it's a heat pump and an air conditioner. So in those off seasons, like in between like the spring now, that heat pump is terrific. I don't have to fire up the boiler and heat up the whole house. I could just heat up the rooms that the ductless is in. It's a great system.
You're heating your house for pennies instead of having that big furnace.
Instead, I'd rather do pennies than dollars.
Yep.
Yeah, it works well for us.
Yeah, energy's not cheap.
Okay, when people are doing their research and homework, I mean, how many people should they talk to, and who should they start with when they're thinking about a cooling system?
Well, usually everybody knows someone that's doing work for them now, or maybe work for a relative, and you should ask, you know, are these guys in business a long time? Do they have certifications to be working on this equipment? How did they learn how to work on this equipment? Did they go to school for it? Were they trained properly? Did they learn it from their father? Have they grown up doing it? There are things you want to think about rather than just some guy that lost his job at a factory or at a car dealership or something. Now he wants to go put in your central air unit and has no training to do it.
Do you think people try to do this over the phone? I mean, there's a lot of people that call that like to make some calls and find out things. I mean, I don't see how that could possibly be, but it would be...
People call all the times and ask questions, but to give any kind of price or anything about any job, you have to look at the job. You have to measure, see what's in the house, where you're putting things, what's available for them to... You can't do nothing over the phone.
Yeah, I would caution somebody that would try it.
Yeah, anybody that gets a price over the phone off a guy, there's something shady going on there.
I would say beware.
Right. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And in with us today is Bob Warner, heating and cooling professional. Okay, So these are the things that people should be aware of. Do you have a permanent place of business, I would think? Have you changed names? Are you still operating under the same names? We have to be leery about that, too. If people are changing names, that's usually indicative of a problem.
Yes, I think so.
Do you carry in general liability insurance?
Yeah, yep. In the city of Scranton, you have to have liability insurance, and you have to be registered with the Attorney General's office just to maintain your license. So that's something you ask them. Are you licensed in the city? And don't let a guy tell you, oh, well, I could get a permit through a friend of mine or this or that. If they're not the ones that are licensed, they should be the ones doing the job.
Okay, here's something that a lot of people say I often hear in my line of work about your line of work. All contractors are pretty much the same. Is that a true statement?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, you only get what you pay for.
Well, like anything in life, I mean, it's any professional group, I mean, there's good and there's bad. But, of course, we don't want to clump everybody into one general statement. Okay, how about this? The company that offers the lowest price is the company you should go with.
Well, if it's a lowest price of, if everybody's close within maybe $50 or $100, does it matter? If you know one guy and you've been dealing with him and you could trust him and he's $100 more or a couple hundred dollars more, shouldn't you stick with the guy you know?
That you know is yeah. reliable.
Honest. You know he's reliable. You know he's going to do good work for you. He's done work for you in the past. Now you want to give it away to somebody that you don't know for a couple hundred dollars or... It don't make sense.
Pat, how many times in our life have we said you get what you pay for?
Oh, all the time. Bob had to come and fix our air conditioner up at the office. We had a ductless installed by a less than qualified person, and he had to come in and straighten the whole thing out, right?
Yeah, that was some kind of handyman job.
Yeah, that was a handyman job. We could have
just thrown in.
Looking to save money.
Who is that?
No, we won't talk about that. I cannot recall at this time.
I have an idea.
Yeah, I try to install a ductless air conditioner, and Bob had to come and straighten it out. So
I know.
Don't try this at home. We're trained professionals, right, Bob?
Yeah.
So speaking from experience, okay, so the low price that people see advertised isn't always what they wind up paying, especially if you have to come back out and fix and repair the work that was done. And then, you know, as with most things in life, you know, price is usually an indication of quality, and we often found that out the hard way.
Yes, it's worth to pay a few dollars more up front, I believe.
Get it in writing, what people are giving you. Ask questions. You know, what brand unit are you giving me? How efficient is it? Are you putting it on a concrete pad, or are you putting it on a plastic pad? Like, use a little,
you have to compare apples to apples.
Apples with apples.
Right.
Somebody's cheaper, it's usually for a reason. Okay. Are they giving you the same size unit or a smaller unit? Well, a smaller unit's cheaper.
Okay, well, how about if a system is still running but it's not heating or cooling right, the problem can be resolved by just service call or installing bigger equipment?
Like with air conditioning, if it's running but it ain't cooling real good, it could be any multitude of reasons. You could have clogged air filters. You could have dampers that are shut down a little bit. Ductwork that's disconnected, and you're losing air conditioning into your attic or into your basement, wherever it's at. You could have undersized ductwork as far as insulation value. It could be too thin for an attic application, and the heat from the attic itself could be penetrating into your ductwork and now not giving you the temperature air flowing out that you need. It could be any number of reasons why.
So do you come out and you inspect the ductwork and you look for all of these problems?
You could usually find a reason for something not working pretty fast.
Yeah, you got to know what you're looking for.
Well, and I'm sure you've seen a lot, if not mostly all problems that exist out there. And I'm sure you can diagnose that problem with just a little bit of time in the property.
Yeah, we were doing some reading and it said a lot of air conditioning units lose a lot of their efficiency through the ductwork.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have your ductwork up in an attic in the summertime, realize how hot your attic gets. It gets like 160 degrees or more up there, and now you're blowing cold air through that ductwork. Well, if the R value of the ductwork, the insulation on it, is not up to par,
then you're just wasting your money.
Yeah, it's penetrating into there. There's 1-inch thick fiber duct. There's 1.5 inch, 2 inch. So when a guy says, yeah, I'll put the unit in the attic for you, maybe you better ask him, are you using 1-inch ductwork, 1.5 inch, 2-inch? What's the R value of it?
So you would use a thicker...
Yeah, anything in an attic, you should use 2-inch.
2-inch. And all of this...
That's the fattest one available.
And all of this translates into higher costs. So there you go. There's your money well spent.
Yeah. Obviously, the 2-inch is twice as much money as the 1-inch. But your air blowing out is going to be 50 degrees when it gets in your house instead of 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose as much.
This is why we call you.
Because you know these things.
Yeah, this is information that I just wouldn't have on my own. We're going to be closing soon. Before we do, we review a listing and a tip. And before we do that, I'd like to say thank you so much for your time. Love to bring you back next week. I don't know if your schedule will permit, but can we schedule you in for next week?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, great. We'd love to talk to you a little bit more about this. Okay, Pat, do you have a listing?
Yes, I have a listing. It's Jason Thomas's listing. It's $239,000. It's 4211 Dawn Acres Drive in Madison Township. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. This house was built in 1976. It's a very nice bi-level with a newer kitchen floor, stainless steel appliances. It's on a double lot, 3 bedrooms on first floor, lots of closet space. It has a finished lower level and a very big yard. This is a great deal at $239,900. That's listed by Jason Thomas. That's 4211 Dawn Acres Drive. Dawn. I'm having a hard time with that word. Dawn Acres Drive in Madison Township.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip today, this came from the LA Times. I recently read an article and I thought it was very interesting. If you've been looking for a way to pay for energy improvements to your home, there's a little publicized mortgage program that's available out there. The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, has launched options. It's a power saver program. It allows eligible owners to borrow up to $25,000 at fixed rates between 5 and 7% for as long as 20 years to finance high-efficiency windows, doors, heating, and ventilating systems, solar panels, geothermal systems, insulation, and duct sealing, among other retrofits. The house must be your principal residence, detached and single-family only. No rentals or investment properties or second homes. There are eligibility requirements, and they are not limited to the following, but can include a solid credit risk. Minimum FICO credit scores of 660 are required, and debt-to-income ratios cannot exceed 45%. Houses, obviously, with negative equity would not qualify. They'll be looking extra hard at your income and asset documentation. If you'd like some more information, go to HUD.gov. That's HUD.gov for more information. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
To search our listings or the MLS, go to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Thank you for listening and have a dynamite weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344
344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.